On the line with me right now is John LeBlanc, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. John, welcome in. Thank you for being here today.
Hey, good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this is the part of the show that Scoot always refers to as the credible part of our program, which as the producer of the show, I take a bit insultingly, but that's okay. It is a credible part of our program. You're a great guest, and we're glad to have you. So let's talk a little bit about hurricane season, which is officially, you know, just a couple weeks away here. I want to talk to you today about how people who are in the path of potential hurricanes along the Gulf Coast, how can they create a financial emergency plan for hurricane season? What steps should we be taking before there is a storm?
It's a great question, and unfortunately, it is something that we have to consider. This is National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and although we're having some amazing weather in our part of the country, really for the last 4 months, now's a great time to kind of sit down and develop your personal hurricane plan. And we always suggest you start, number one, with yourself and your family. Assess whether your needs have changed from prior years. You know, are you as mobile as you once were in the event that you have to get up and leave the area? Do you have the ability to evacuate? Do you need assistance? Have those discussions with your family, friends, and neighbors. And first should always be take care of the people. So that's why we focus on family, friends, and yourself. The second would be your finances. If you have not taken advantage of your bank's online banking or mobile banking, now is the time to do it. There's a segment of the population that is averse to using technology, but I can assure you in the event of a hurricane or a disaster, and you have to be out of your home for a little while, online banking and mobile banking can be lifesavers.
Absolutely.
The next thing we always recommend is use your cell phone and go through your important documents and take pictures of your insurance policies, maybe your kids' birth certificates, marriage licenses, any important documents that you might need in the event that you have to evacuate. It's also a good idea to take a picture of your prescription bottles. If you take medication daily and you have to be away from the home and you can't remember the name of the doctor, it's great to have a picture on your phone. If you don't use technology, you can always make yourself a little list, but we find that cell phones are very beneficial for doing that. And the last real easy one that can be done right now is take a walk through your home, around your home, and shoot a video. You know, quite often, you know, during the course of a year, you buy a few things, you forget about them. Now is a good time to walk around, video your house, your home, your possessions. In the event there's a hurricane, it's great to have a record of how these things looked before a storm. And I think those are probably the top four easy recommendations I would have for people. But I think the important thing is now when we're in the early part of the season or the season is starting in a few weeks, take the time when you're not panicked, when you're not in a rush to make an assessment of where you and your family are and what you will do in the event of a evacuation or maybe it's a small storm and there's not an evacuation, but you still should do all these things and be prepared in advance when conditions are like they are now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thanks for that, John. I'm glad you mentioned too the sort of documenting of all the things that are in your home. I have a friend right now who owns a home in the French Quarter. And the home was a little bit damaged by Hurricane Ida, but then he had a mold problem that kind of took over. The house right now is unlivable, and he's trying to sell it, but he's still fighting for his insurance money. And his insurer has asked him to document every single item in the house. So that includes, you know, the big stuff like the television and the mattress and the refrigerator. But they've also asked him to document every jar of spice, every washcloth, piece of linen in the cabinet, everything that's in the vanity in the bathroom. It seems like maybe he'd have to do less of that if he had been prepared on the front end and said, look, this is everything that's in my house. I got it all on video and photo.
Absolutely. It is so easy to do. It'll take you 5 minutes. And again, just walk through, open your closet, stick a video as you're walking through the home, and you'll be very glad you did. And it doesn't cost you anything but 5 minutes.
Great. John, I wonder if you have any suggestions or strategies for how people might estimate the cost of evacuating and prepare financially for that.
Well, the cost of evacuating, gosh, that's a difficult one to estimate. But what I do recommend is that if you have the ability to have a credit card just for emergency purposes, for example, a hurricane. You know, we in our family, we have one. The only time we use it is if we have to evacuate, mm-hmm. and we only use it for expenses incurred while you're on the road, you know, repairing your car, putting gas in your car, staying at a hotel, etc. If you have to repair your house, use that same card. Again, it kind of lets you put everything in an organized location. You can use your credit card bill to document all the things that you've spent money on. But it's important to kind of keep that one card just for these emergency purposes.
That
so if you have the ability to do so, to have a second card or a third card and just keep it around the house just for these purposes, that's a great way to document and be prepared.
Yeah, I love that. I love especially that everything that you would have spent money on related to that hurricane is all on one card. So if you need to make a claim about something, or if you need to move some other money around or collect debts otherwise, you know, all you need to do is look at the statement for that card, and 100% of your hurricane-related expenses will be there on that statement.
Absolutely. You know, it's hard to be disciplined and only use that card for that purpose, but if you just have it stored away with your, you know, maybe your flashlights and extra medicine and stuff, but it's a lifesaver.
Yeah. So maybe you don't take that card with you to, you know, I don't know, Banana Republic or whatever.
Yeah,
exactly right. Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure the same strategies would apply looking for that special hurricane credit card as would apply for any other, right? You want something that's going to be a 0% interest or at least a low interest rate for a while so you have time
Absolutely.
To pay it off.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Yeah, shop for the best rate and term that you can get based on your credit score or your debt capacity. And again, just keep it for that purpose and you won't regret it.
I think another challenge that people face in the possibility of maybe a prolonged evacuation is you're probably not going to be at work. If you're a person who's lucky enough to have remote work and you can continue doing your job from the Motel 8 in Little Rock, good for you. Lots of people won't be able to do that. And what would you recommend for people? How can they prepare for the possibility of not being able to go to work and get paid for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or beyond?
I think you may have stumped me on that one, Ian. You know, I can speak from the bank's perspective and as a, you know, a critical employer or critical
yes,
entity,
I think
you
that's
know, we're
best.
Gonna have to work through it.
Yeah.
For others, I really can't speak to that. But again, if you have some savings or this credit card for these emergencies,
sure.
That you might need to use to live on for a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Another good case for that.
Okay. So the answer probably then is not more complicated than have some money saved up or have some flexibility in your credit spending, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. What steps can people take to reduce the cost of repairing their homes or businesses after a hurricane? Is there anything you would advise there?
No, you know, unfortunately, as we've seen time after time, you know, immediately after a hurricane, prices seem to go up. You know, the cost of your roof and your fence seems to double or God forbid, triple immediately after a storm. So it's hard to prevent spikes in materials cost and even labor cost after a storm. That's unfortunately another difficulty we have to deal with.
Somebody on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line posits, the problem with credit cards is that the internet was down for about 6 months after Ida, which is true. I don't know how you can account for that. I mean, I think the strategy of having everything on a credit card is still preferable to having, you know, a manila envelope stuffed with cash. But if the internet, if the internet is out in the place where you're needing to spend money, I don't know that you can really, I don't know how we could account for that in this conversation. I mean, that's just part of living in a disaster.
And in this day and age, if the store is open or the vendor is open, they probably have a way to collect your payment via a credit card. So few places deal in cash any longer. So I think that would be difficult to find a place if it was open that would not take your credit card.
Yes, yes, I think you're probably right. Okay, last one here, John. I want to talk to you a little bit about some more general topics later, but in regards to hurricane finance, are there any government programs, resources that people can access to help them prepare financially for hurricane season?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head, Ian. There are some good websites out there. You know, FEMA's got a good website. The Red Cross has a good website.
Yeah.
And if there's going to be any assistance available immediately after a storm, probably the best sources would be FEMA and the Red Cross. I'd probably lean more towards the Red Cross than the other.
Okay, so the organizations that are already familiar to us are in place specifically because they are able to help with these specific needs in that time. So, okay, no surprise there.
Absolutely.
All right, John, we just have a couple minutes left, but I did want to talk, just broaden it out, zoom out a little bit, and talk to you about some of the economic trends that we're dealing with right now. And as I'm sure everyone understands, I'm kind of a layperson here, so I'll do my best to kind of ask these in an intelligent way. I want to talk to you about the collapse of First Republic Bank, which is the second largest bank failure on record. That has a lot of people worried. People are asking questions like, who's next? How much more of these bank failures can the economy take? It seems like we've kind of absorbed these and we're moving forward in stride. But I guess I would ask, how much more of these can we take? And the Fed, I think, is raising interest rates. That's happening today. Has that already happened? I don't know. I didn't catch that before I came on here.
Actually, the Fed announcement usually comes out around 1:30. I haven't checked it yet, but the expectation was they would raise rates another quarter of a point. So that would make prime, I guess, 8.25, which I believe is a total of 5% increase from where we were just a year ago. Good as far as First Republic goes and Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, those were, I think the best way to summarize them would be poorly managed and poorly supervised. The banking regulators came out with a report earlier this week on SVB, Silicon Valley, and they listed, you know, the things that really they did wrong and management did wrong, and they were some simple things. They didn't know their customers very well. And they didn't realize the volatility that customers with very large balances can create in the banking system. So they specialized in, tech companies and tech investors on the West Coast. And Signature was more in the crypto currency space, another very volatile space. So, you know, my thoughts are that the banks that have failed were kind of unique in the sense that they had very, very large account holders, and they were poorly managed the risk associated with those accounts. But I am very confident in our local banks, our state banking system. I know that these banks are all well managed and doing a great job. So I don't think this is a systemic issue where we're going to have
Love to hear
bank that. Bank after bank fail like we did back in 08 and 09.
Yes, pleased to hear that. Okay, my last question, John. What does the raising of the interest rates mean to credit card rates, car loans, mortgages? How should this affect my decision-making process if I were preparing to buy a house or, theoretically, embark on an expensive international vacation to Greece, for example?
Well, I guess the quick answer would be the immediate effect is going to be seen probably on your credit cards. Mm-hmm. Credit cards are usually based off of the prime rate, which is essentially an overnight rate. How much does it cost me to borrow money for a month or for a day? Mm-hmm. Mortgage rates, I don't think you're going to see a significant change in. They've been in the mid 6% range for probably a few months now, if not longer. And the reason there is they're based on longer term rates. If you look at the shape of the interest rate curve right now, longer term money is cheaper than shorter term money. And the reason is the markets expect for rates, once the Fed finishes their tightening mm-hmm. exercise, to immediately reverse and start going back down. So maybe in the next 12 months or so, we'll start seeing some of that come through.
Excellent. Thank you very much, John. Nice speaking with you today. Take care here.
You too. Have a good one.
Thanks again. All right. John LeBlanc is the president and CEO of Metairie Bank. That was Money Trends, the very most credible part of the Scoot on the Air program here on WWL Radio.